Walker was asked whether he thinks an independent panel ought to be established to hear ethics cases against Supreme Court justices. That might solve the problem facing the court now, as two members of the court have recused themselves from considering the charge that Justice Prosser violated the ethics code by putting his hands around Justice Anne Walsh Bradley's neck during an argument last summer. The governor says, as head of the executive branch, he prefers to tread lightly on telling another branch of government what to do.
Certainly, I think any level of government, be it the judicial, the executive, or the legislative branch, in this state, we want to have something that instills confidence. So that would be our goal. In terms of what alternatives, for me, it would be premature to comment.
But the current deadlock does not instill confidence, according to attorney Franklin Gimbel, who is prosecuting the ethics case against Prosser for the State Judicial Commission. He says the judicial disciplinary process isn't broken, it just needs to be allowed to operate. He says whether or not the Supreme Court ultimately disciplines Prosser, a three-judge appeals court panel should be appointed to hear the case.
At the end of the day, if there is ever a hearing, there will at least have been a ventilating of whether or not Justice Prosser engaged in ethical misbehavior on this one particular day. And this procedural play that's going on right now, it's very unfortunate because it sidesteps accountability.
The chief appeals court judge has refused to appoint the independent panel without a formal order from the court. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.